Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. I hope I can be heard. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, today is our last day before Yom Kippur, right? I think so. I assuming so. We gotta move. I'm assuming also that we're probably gonna break for Sukkot. So we have to say big chiddushim today. Radical chiddushim. Okay, let's just wait 1 minute. We're trying to get big chiddushim. I'm not really sure what they are, but hopefully during Shir they'll come to us. That's the hopefully. Be'ezus Hashem. Right? We have to hope for the siyata deshmaya. Shiva used to.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is Rebbe giving a shiur during Kalamud?
Yes, I am. I believe so.
On this sugya?
I don't know what I know. I mean, I'm not going to do exactly this sugya, but it might be related. I don't know. I didn't think about it at all. Obviously, I can't do exactly this sugya because too many people heard this year already, whatever this year is going to be. But it have to be related, yes. But if there's a shem to be a shir, usually the last day of Chol Hamoed, the last night of Chol Hamoed is this year. I think I'm giving it this year because every 9 minutes going. Usually Rabbi Naami gives it sukkahs or sometimes, but he's going away. So, okay. Anyway, he's going to Israel, I think. He's going to have a wedding. So, that's what I do here. So Sandy asked a very good question yesterday. I know that I take credit for it too, but okay. But the Maisa, when you read Rav Shlomo Hyman, it's Pliyatsuma. So, when my gut reaction was that, okay, Shlomo Hyman, first of all, not that he would name, but maybe first of all, I said this, Roshim mipi hashmua, aydeyecha mitalmidav. So probably the Talmud blew it a little bit. That was my gut reaction. But the Maisa, I saw, I think I sent you that the Shir Avelya Baruch as a somewhat similar, not exactly the same, but it comes out of quite exactly the same, Kasha on the Birgit Shmuel. And he says, I know I'm just jumping without explaining. He says that this slugs up the Birgit Shmuel and the Rav Nochum agrees. It's pretty wild that Rav Nochum the Talmud or Baruch Ber. Usually Talmidim don't agree that you slug up the Rebbe, which is not. Not usual. So there's something funny going on. Shlomo Hyman happens to be, I believe, a Talmud Rav Baruch Ber. Right? I'm pretty sure that is correct, that Shlomo Hyman was a Talmud Rav Baruch Ber, because I heard a story that Rav Baruch Ber wanted Shlomo Hyman to marry his daughter. For whatever reason, it didn't work out, but I heard a whole story about that. Well, now is not the time for stories. But so I'm assuming he was a Talmud Rav Baruch Ber. So it's very interesting that Rav Shlomo Hyman and Rav Baruch Ber both say similar things, and they have the same kasha on both of them. So let's go over it again inside and see it with Cheshbon. Let's read this Rav Shlomo Hyman. Okay, it starts from in the page A, and we're really starting in the middle. You don't have to read the beginning. About 5 lines down. Umuka, the last paragraph on the page. Umuka came, he tears Basmish. It wants to be, maybe, let's make a line up. Okay, 3 lines down. All the Shotaisis, the Yasin. Okay, I don't know where it's Mashra. Does he mean it's Mashra from besides Umuka, or he means just a separate Mashmos? I do not know. But he's saying that when Taifas asks his kasha, there should be a din nesra. He also means there should be a p'tur chalitza. It's mashma. I don't know where it's mashma. Okay, umukach came. Now it's not just mashma. It's mukach. How's it mukach?
Rather, Rav Nachum often art. Rav Nachum exactly on the words teyaser is medayik exactly the other word in Tosfos. That when Tosfos says his word teyaser, he doesn't say tifter, like punkfakert. Like the word teyaser is mashma only for yibum, but not for chalitza.
Right. Sometimes I agree with you. We're in agreement. See, that's sometimes we agree. Maybe Erev Yom Kippur, I'm in a good mood. Shmuel, maybe you should try your luck. Maybe I'll be agreeing.
I'm just repeating Reb Nachum. That's why.
In other words, that I don't know that that it's he said it's mashma. I have no idea where it's mashma. Now, pashtus mashma and umukach are two different things. Mashma means mashma, and then umukach is something else. So it sounds from his lashon that he feels there's some kind of mashmos. He doesn't tell you where that mashmos comes from. So I don't know. Don't know. And yes, umukach came, and it's mukach. That tavis means that it's butter from yibum, from chalitza. Mitir is bas v'shotaisis. Tavis is the second tavis. Shekosu, the need that darkei noemu, that the bad and ami shrikon ha-hamtin ha-shitoyer. The reason why need there's no problem in Esra, because the bad and ami tzorech v'hamtin. V'im no'mar tekushis ha-tavis irak v'potter nifter mi-yibum. If Tosis wanted that it should be chayev in chalitza, in other words, he held that it's not a, you know, the starting point is that the Isser Nida only patters Yibum, but this is Yibum without Nesra. This is without Nesra. The Isser Yibum would not patter from chalitza, and therefore the Din Nesra also only patters from Yibum and not chalitza. Again, are you calling the word b'pshitas? The Nida he darkei naya. The Nida is darkei naya. Why is it darkei naman? To ain't a ptura, mimenu legabre. Because in order to be a chisara darkei nayam, you need ptura mimenu legabre. There's a whole story of darkei nayam is that now, first you're potter, and now you make me chayiv. That's what that was the lashon of Tosis that he said by Achaz Isha. He said, and then that's the place that Shuvla the Kikimish and Nifter and Shoachas. They said, Darkey Noah, Im Yeshua, the Skakak, the Zesh and Nifter Emmanuel. But that's what we thought. The Lachin of Tavis is Mashing of Tur. So he's saying that also. The whole Svar of Darkey Noah is. When you're potter. But if there's chalitza, you're not potter. Even this kuka daina chalitza. So he's pretty much saying that if, in other words, there's two steps. It's before Nesra comes in, and then Nesra comes in. So Nesra comes in because since you're potter, therefore you can't make a new, since you were potter, you can't make a new chiyuv. So he's saying,
is he saying it based on the words liftar, like we said with Dr. Brigida, or is he coming mekayach svara that he can never hear in a million years a svara of Nesra if there's any Zika here?
I do not know. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't tell you where it's coming from. He just says clearly that there's no din Nesra unless you're
saying if you
put from the word Noyam, there's no
if he was coming from the word just liftar, I would think, you know, if he's resting this whole building on one word of Tosfos, that it's mashmal, you know, I would think he should, you know, would say that. It would sound more glad, I think, that he's just like, he would look at us as crazy. He would look at me as crazy if I said, okay, what do you mean?
Maybe. We don't know. But Amaisa, his shita is clear that there's no darkei noam unless you're ptura legamre. But if you're skuka the chalitza, there's no darkei noam. So in order to get darkei noam, what you need is like this. First, before Nesra comes in, you are right now, because Bashir Usham, you're a nida. You have to be p'tura legamre. Now, even from chalitza, now you were p'tura legamre. Then the Isra nida goes off. I'm saying if there would be a din Nesra. So then you need. And then we say, well, since you were Ptura Negamre, so then, great, so we can't go ahead and give it back to you, a Zika, because you are Ptura Negamre. But if without the Din Nesra, you were never Pturi Legamrei. You know, because Nida only has a Bekayach of pattering from Yibam and Achalitza, then he says, of course, there's no Din Nasra.
Rabbi, and that blew the Achiezer out of the water, right?
Maybe, yes. But
at this point, to make Achiezer makes no sense. The whole thing is out of the water once we start that cycle.
Okay. Yes.
And isn't this Dr. Bargita's question?
Yes. And when I on the Achiezer, yes. Okay. So the Sandy asked yesterday, and I agree with him, Pashtas, that what in the world is Rav Shlomo talking about? Because Tosfos at the end has a kasha. Why don't we say Nesra halacha lemaisa, the maskana? Granted, Rava has a draya. The Gemara says on daf kuf yud aleph that katan abar gedola tigadrenu. Rava explains how we know that. Fine. And Abaya says how we know that. Fine. But fourth, everybody agrees that from 1 to 9, she's stuck with this Yavim because she can't do Yibum. Because physically, she can't do Yibum. So Tavis has a kasha. So why don't we have a Dinestra? That's Tavis kasha. So what in the world, according to the Rishlomo Hyman, you only have a Dinestra if you're Ptura Negamri. So what was he thinking? Did Shlomo Hyman think that when a woman falls to a yavin who's one day old, she's punter to gamri and she's mutter to shuk, calls man, and his only kasha, because that's what he's saying. He's saying, in order to get a din nasra, you need that bezdin paskin that she's mutter. Then, like by achas ishto, calls man, she's an achas ishto, bezdin paskin, she's mutter, the shuk. Now the Achaz Ishto is also died. You want to say a Bezin should come back and re-mechanish the Zika. That they don't do. That's like a dark Naya. So what, the Taisus thought? Halacha the Maisa? And that's even the you know, that Halacha the Maisa, that Katan, that from 1 to 3 to 8 to 9, she's mutter to shuk.
What? Why is Rabbi comfortable with
not? The kasha is how come the Zika comes back after 9?
Why is Rabbi comfortable with 9 to 13 over the other? We say it's actually would be Nesra. Isn't that that's for sure a problem?
Kasha.
No, but I'm saying Lemaisa. It's a bomb kasha.
Lemaisa's kasha was that.
No, but I have much better kasha. The Gemara Rava actually says, "Don't ever try to tell me you're usher." From 9 to 13, because Lamaisa, if anyone tells me that, there will be a din nesra. No havam.
No. So Enochinami, there's no isra from 9 to 13. But
no, Rav is making Rav Shlomo look like a.
No, because Rav Shlomo is asking from 1 to 9. Rav Shlomo is asking like this. He's saying from Toivis Kasha. Toivis asked Kasha that there should be a din nesra. Tavis kasha is because since from 1 to 9, you were unable physically to do yibum because you can't do a physical bia, and you're also unable physically to do chalitza. Okay, so therefore there should be a din nesra. So even after 9, forever, it should be a din nesra. So I'm saying, according to Rav Shlomo Hyman, you only say nesra if at one point in time she was ptura.
And why isn't Rebbe asking much stronger? There's a much stronger question that Tysus is Havamina. I have a question on Lemaisa. There's an Amora by the name of Rava. He got up and he said that if by 9, right? Of course, we're not going to say there's no Zika by 9.
No. But if he's... There you could be. You could say...
There's no Zika?
No. Rava's in a Havamina. Wait. I'm going to answer your question. Rava is working with a Lu Yitzur. Lu Yitzur, you would have learned from Hakama Shem that there's an Isser from 9 to 13.
Right. Then it would be Nesra.
It could be, and that's not true. That's a Havamina. So it could be that according to that Havamina, we would have said there's no Chalitza either in your Potter.
What do you mean?
According to that Havamina.
And then she would go free?
Could be. Maybe that's what we would have said in that Havamina. It's not a real Havamina. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Why don't we say this? No one ever thought we're going to say it. It's against the Mishnah. The Gemara is asking, why don't we say that there's an Isser? So you could learn Shah in the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, why don't you say there's an Isser Eishasach? And the Isser Eishasach will pater Aser Yibum and even pater Zikas Chalitza, because Eishasach is an Erva. And that's the Gemara's kasha. And on that, Rava answers, because if there's an Isser Eishasach, which is going to make a, which would pater from Chalitza, so then there would be a dinetra. And we know from the Pasuk that Yachta, I thought it was the Pasuk, that there is some kind
And if somebody had another Havamina that it was Stam Aser, because you're not doing a mitzvah, okay. So
that wouldn't work in Rav Shlomo Hyman. But I'm saying Rav Shlomo Hyman can learn the Gemara.
No, I'm saying Gemara, that Rav is, he's saying Rav is not dispelling. If somebody would get up and say, what are these kids doing from
Ivan? That's such a Havamina, because it can't be. Because if you're learning it from the Hakim Shem, so it's an Eshesach Shalva Makom Mitzvah. So in Mimele, it's an Erev, and it'll have to Pater Chalitza too. It gets into our the Sugya of Eshesach, yes, an Erev, not an Erev. I don't know, you know, I don't want to get into that Sugya. But you'll say that the Gemara held, Rava's holding, that if there's an Isser, that Isser would be a real din erva, and with Pater Chalitza also. So the Gemara works out according to Rav Shlomo Hyman. But Taisus doesn't work out. Because how in the world could Taisus have asked that you say Nesra by a cotton? Obviously, halachically, Taisus should look, Taisus knows the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's the Gemara, it's probably the Gemara, it's everywhere. But that the Maisa, there's a Zika.
Can I try to say a possibility?
What?
Can I try to say a possibility?
Okay, let me just get carried away with my question. I get screaming a little screaming needs. We need a little screaming. So, if in other words, in order for the Achiezer, going to Shlomo Hyman, in order for Taivis to have a Kasha, you need the fact that for 1 minute, she was totally pattered. When in the world was she totally pattered? The blockage that physically she can't do Yibum, a physical blockage doesn't patter you. There's a blockage you can't do Chalitza. But where do you get a Ptur? No one, and if there is a Ptur, when it comes to what halacha and ma'isa, Taivis is only answering there's no nestra. But Taivis, so what? Taivis holds halacha and ma'isa. Your mamish calls man that she from 1 to 9 she's mutter to shuk, and just there's no din nestra on the isra. That's absurd. Okay, Shmuel, you're on.
Shlomo is trying to prove that chalitza at the end of his shtickle, the chalitza is just a litmus test of the Gemara Daf Chaf between Chai V'Lav and Chavi Krisis. That's what he's trying to prove, that chalitza it works in that oifen. So Rav Shlomo never says that you have to be pata legamri. He never says the words, you have to be pata legamri. So we can say from one...
No, ain't a paturi men in a gamri.
By 1 to 9... Just two parts make up the Patur Lagamri. What does that mean? It means there's an Isser, and also he's Pater from Chalitza, the Etzem. In other words, it's not a Patur in the same way as like an Achos Isha. From 1 to 9, but it's not, 2 parts don't equal 100. In other words, you have a 50% says Asa to do Yibim. You have a 50% to say she can't do Chalitza because it's Yachdav. But that doesn't mean it equals 100 to say it's a complete Patur. So therefore, you don't necessarily need, because when is a chalitza, the etzem is a chalitza, that's a different story. But over here, I'm just saying over here, there's an isser and no chalitza, but that doesn't equal a pator.
Okay, but the language, that's, you know, like you're saying that whoever Talmud wrote this did a very, very bad job, because he writes that you need two pater mimena legamri, and you know pater mimena legamri because it's guka adayna chalitza.
Yeah. If Patan is stamped,
right. So I'm saying but if there's an Isser and there's no Chalitza, Rav Shlomo can hear that also to say to
then you don't need Patan Mimena Legamre. And
right, because the reciprocal is that is when there's a positive Chalitza. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the opposite of that is a positive Chalitza. That we don't have by 1 to 9.
Is it possible to have a Zika to a baby that has no...
But it still means what you're saying is that whoever wrote this piece did an extremely, you know, he blew it. He blew
it. Is it possible to have a Zika to a baby who has no mitzvahs?
That's not the point.
Is it possible to have a Zika to a baby that has no mitzvahs?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. It's hard to hear. If the baby...
I don't need Hadachan Amaisa. I'm asking Allah Maisa. A woman falls to a man. He's one day old. Is she mutter to shuk?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm sure. I need meyachus.
You are a few dollars. Says I feel the yom echad.
Of course.
But Zika is a partial marriage. Rebbe started off the sugya. How could you be partially married to a
Why not?
How could there be a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah.
But we know that's the halacha. That you're zakeh. Halacha l'maisa, you're zakeh to a baby. So what's the Tavis is kasha. You can't argue in mitzvahs. That's a befresh. Tell me there's a Mishnah. I don't know. It's everyone. It's you're zakeh.
That's clear. If she lives with someone, she's over on Yivam L'Shuk.
100%. Clear is going to be.
That is part of that Rava over there. That Rava, you know, who says...
That part of them that's in there.
The conclusion over there is, the Gemara says, V'ema hachinami, ki yeshu ha'achim yachtav, afilu ben yoim echad.
Right. That's the Farish and the Gemara. And before... Okay, so what else does someone want to answer? So maybe we can say take a page out of the Achiezer's book. It means like this, that, and this is a little, you know, I Beferis said not like this before. I said it makes no sense, but I think we'll have to say it anyway. The Achiezer says that the future makes you zakek now. Since there's no dinestra, therefore there's a zika for the future, you become zakek now. He said such a svara. That's why he said that by need and why in bal okana, because it's zika now for later. So let's say something like this. A katan, if we weren't judging on the future, if the future didn't exist, if there's no future, we're only living in the present, the din halacha lemaisa would be that a katan has no zika and for nothing, not for yibum, not for chalitza, and she's mutter to shuk. Why? Because it's a svara that if you can't do yibum and you can't do chalitza, there's no point to making a Zika. Right? If we're only living in the present, there's no future. We look at today. We look at today for today. Right now, Bashir Husham, this katan can't do Yibum. This is a Pasuk. Basically because it's not Bar Kama Shem, right? And he can't do a Bia. So he can't do a Bia, and he can't do a Kashem. So he definitely can't do Yibum. Can't even do a Bia. He can't do chalitza because ish. So why would the Torah put a zika? The Torah gives a zika when there's no possibility to do any mitzvahs. So if the only dinner was the present, there would be no zika. Halacha l'maaseh, there is a zika, because since there's a zika in the future, because there will be a mitzvah in the future, because in the future there will be a zika. So the zika of the future makes it there's a Zika in the present. So says Taisvis, but the starting point is the present. So we should say like this, right now in the present, don't go to the future yet. Start with the present. In the present, she deserves not to have any Zika. Based on the present, without looking at the future, she deserves not to have any Zika. Now you want to give her a zika because of the future. So Adirabba, instead of saying that because of the future she has a zika, since she has a zika in the future, she gets a zika now, say Pupfaker. Since she doesn't have a zika now, she doesn't have a zika in the future. Which way does it go? Does the future give a zika to the present, or the present makes it no zika to the future? Right? You have the present and the future. So the yashrus is that in katan, in the present should have no zika. If you're just in the present, in the future she should have a zika, because in the future you could do yibo. Now the future should be much. If the future has a zika, then the future should make the present have a zika. That's what the Achiezer says. But there's also a counterspire that if the present doesn't have a zika, then the present should make the future not have a zika because of a dinestra. So they're each shooting each other. The future would destroy the present, but the present would destroy the future.
Rebbe could hear this far better than Nida.
Let me try and finish. So the Shaila is, who comes in first? So we paskin on the future present that there's no zika, and thereby Memeda say, oh, therefore Memeda Nesra, there's no zika on the future. Or do we say first there's zika on the future, and therefore there's zika on the present? So Tosfos holds that we first paskin on the present that there's no zika. Memeda, we should create a din Nesra. And therefore there should be no zika in the future. And the made of the future can't make the present. So Enochinami, the Shulchan Aruch says there's zika in the present, but Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that says there's zika in the present is Pshat like the Achiezer, that the future makes a zika in the present. Because mitzad the present, it doesn't deserve to be a zika. I'm still talking. Sorry. The whole reason why in the future, the present is a zika, is because the future makes a zika in the present. But if there's a din in Ezra, so before the future affects the present should kill the future. Okay, what do you want to say?
But the Kabbalchaymer, if you hear this, you would hear the answer to Dr. Brigida. I thought these words were exactly true. In fact, I heard it by Dr. Brigida, but Rebbe saying it over here, for sure over there by Dr.
Okay.
Brigida.
Fine, so good.
No. Okay, is that what you're saying? You are saying. Okay.
I don't know. We'll get to worry about that. Yeah.
Okay. By Dr.
I thought that in the last when we were saying this, I said this is Meshuggah.
No, but I'm just saying the case.
But you have to think, why is Meshuggah?
It's even more of a svara to say
why. But first, we have to think. You have to think whether it makes any sense.
I mean, if this is true, why does Rava have to say what he's saying? Why can't he just say this?
Why does Rava have to say this?
Why is Rava saying it's obviously Munter now because of the future? Just say, because the Zika in the future, it's going to be Zika now.
No, because that would be our Zika, but not if they were saying it's an Isser, because it's not a come as shame. Rava is coming out as an Isser Bia, and it's a Bia that's not a come as shame. Okay, so there's an Isser, there's an Issi. Can't get rid of the Isser. I said you can.
So when he's 1-9, it's a stop. It's a blockage. It's not an isser. It's a blockage.
Yeah, 1-9. There's no isser. It's just a block. But that blockage would make that there's no zika, because you don't give a zika when you can't do anything. So there's no point to give a zika. So if we were just living in the present, before we look at the future, we say, listen, you can't do yivam. You can't do chavita. Okay, we might as well pass to you. Why not? So. If you just live in the present, you get a ptur. And am I, because we look at the future, we say, well, we're not going to give you a ptur. But why does the future Zika affect the present? Again, the present, since the present is no Zika, so the present should make the Nesra in the future.
And what's his answer?
Wait. I'm not going there yet. That's not a fair question. I don't know. That's a different question. That's a different sugya. I don't know whether this svara makes any sense.
Let me say, in Tysus is Havamina of his last answer, his last question. Last.
And it's a cute answer. The question is, who kills who first?
It just seems arbitrary, you know?
Okay.
But at the end of
the day, there's no svara.
It's a mechanics question. Not enough to shlug up the Rebbe Shlomo Hyman yet. Wait.
At the end of the day, I need the future Zika to keep the chiyuv going on now, right? When he's a cotton. So how does that compare to Yavam Shahalach Limdina Sayam?
Wait. You want to tell if this is Tarot? I don't know if it's Tarot. I don't want to get into his Tarot yet. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. But the Tavis's kasha was that before you go ahead and go ahead and use the future Zika, the present should kill the future. So I thought this makes absolutely no sense, because this would make sense if Nestor was some kind of Xeris Akasiv. So then, face maybe. But Tysus is lurking now that Nestor is Dark Enayam. Dark Enayam L'chaira means that it's not fair. You're hurting the lady. The lady the lady is riding a roller cycle, a roller coaster. First you tell her she's mutter, and then you tell her she's usser. So you need that, not that theoretically she deserves to be mutter. You need that, it's not enough that in theory, you need in practice. It's only talking Noam if in practice she was mutter. It's not talking Noam if, in other words, that in Lumdis you were potter. You know, if talking Noam is a din, so then I can hear, listen, in Lumdis, the way things take place, the first step is that you're potter in the present. Because the first we deal with the present. In Lumdis, you're potter. Now, when we go ahead and we bring in the future, since in the Lumdis, you are potter in the present, so the tour in the present carries over to the future. But Darkei Nayam is not Lumdis. Darkei Nayam is Mitzias. You told the lady she's potter. Why in the world would we tell the lady she's potter in the present? Well, we start with the present. Okay. And in the based on the present, she deserves to be potter. But based on the fact that we know there's going to be a future and there should be a Zika in the future, she should be potter. Because if there's a Zika in the future, should make her Zika now. You say, well, but it's too late because the present, since she was already potter in the future, the present contaminates the future. Well, we went and we told her she's put mutter already. We paskined. You know, there was a moment in time that doesn't paskin that she's mutter now. There's never a moment in time, right?
There is. The Darkei Nayam says that this pasuk cannot be true the way it is. It's a stira to the concept. Yachtav is a stira to Darkei Nayam, the way Tosfos just taught us. Darkei Nayam
is only if you actually paskened and you told the lady you are Petura Mimena Legamre, then there's a lack of Darkei Nayam. So how in the world did you get that you paskened? Bezin went ahead and paskened on this lady that she is mutter. Why would they do
that?
Since Bezin, look at the lady. She physically, she can't do Yibo. Physically, she can't do Chalitza. Now, that's not a reason to pater her, because it's like Sandy Tynan yesterday, just because of physical problem, not a reason to pater. The reason to pater her, well, we pater her because if you can't do it, why would I pater you? But we know that you'll be able to do it tomorrow. So why in the world would Desden pater her? There's no imitsias. Desden are never going to pater her because Desden know that she's going to be able to do it tomorrow. If it was a Lumdish thing, you can say Lumdish, it's a two-step process. In Lumdish, in the present, she became, there was a split second in Lumdish that she was patterned, because before in Lumdish looked at the future, in the Lumdish, she's patterned in the present. And therefore, there's a din of Nesra that the present, during the present, that they carries over to the future. But a lumnish of tour does not make a darkening nayam. The only thing that makes a darkening nayam is a practical tour. We have to go and tell the lady, you are putter. What? Why in the world would Bezdin paskin that she's putter? Because it being that Bezdin know that there's going to be a Zika in the future, there's no reason to putter her.
But why does Bezdin have to putter her? Rebbe said that if there's no shaykhis to doing Yibum and no shaykhis to doing Chalitza, then there's no Zika to begin with.
I said because Zika, there's nothing to do, but there is a shaykh. Yeah. You're going to do some Zika tomorrow, mitzvah tomorrow. So there is a reason for the Zika. You give a Zika because of the mitzvah tomorrow. Why not?
But right now, the status is there's no Zika.
Right now, no. So right now, there should be Zika. There's nothing to be mafkia Zika. The only reason not to give a Zika is because it's a worthless Zika. There's no point.
There's no
but there is a
what,
point.
Because what was Rabbi told Svara? Rabbi told Svara was, if there's no Yibum and no Chalitza, there's no Zika.
There's no such rule. There's no rule because
if there is. Call Yibam Hashem and he carried that.
Then you're going to get in trouble. Halacha l'maisa. How come there is a Zika? It's a Mishnah that there is a Zika. I was saying that if Lu Yitzur, you lived in the present and you closed your eyes to the future, then in a Lu Yitzur world there'll be no Zika. So in Lumdis, there's a moment in time, because before we look at the future, before we take into consideration of the future, there's no Zika. So Meneda, there's a psak din that there's no Zika, and then that psak din goes in and makes it there will be no Zika later. But that's not Shana Nesra. Nesra is, according to this Taisis, is lack of darkening Nayam. It's not enough that in Lumdis, Bezdin, we're thinking for a split second we shouldn't give her a Zika. I mean, you have to, practically speaking, why would, there's no practical reason because not to give her a Zika.
Because there's no Yavami Yavoy allowed. That we're saying Pshat and Rav, right? I'm going to Rav call Yavami Shane and he Kaira Bishasi Yavami Yavoy allowed. He can't even.
We're not saying that. We're saying in Taisis.
I am in Taisis.
Russia, according to Taisis, in the second Taisis, this Rav is not a Drasha. Rav is based on the Svara of Darkening Nayam.
Right, and Darkening Nayam said that those two swars go together.
Rashlomo Kluger's Rashlomo Hyman says the Svara Darkening Nayam is because it's not fair for the lady that you popped her to Gamri and now to make her skuka. So you had to actually go. You had to actually go ahead and popped her to Gamri. So why in the world by a cotton did we popped her to Gamri? Being that we know the future. And we know there's going to be a Zika in the future. So there's no reason to pop that. And we know that there'll be a Kiyum Mitzvah. So there's no reason to pop to her to Gamri. Why would we pop to her? Okay, it took us a split second to realize the future. When we first thought about the present, we weren't going to pop to her to get a Gamri. But then we thought about the future and we decided not to pop to her to Gamri. So the Maisa, we never pop to her to Gamri. So there's no Svara of lack of darkening nayam.
Rabbi, if you understand,
darkening nayam says that we should not bring a Zika Zukuka for later. Again, maybe that's Rabbi's step. Maybe darkening gufa says it's not right to bring a
Zukuka. I'm not true because we know we do bring a Zukuka. We know halacha lemaisa that she is darkening, and we know halacha lemaisa that the katan is darkening because of the future.
But that's Tisus Kasha. Tisus, how could that be? Gufa should say that we shouldn't look at Shpeita because it's not nice to look at later on because she's going to make her wait.
Why not?
I'm going to have to be not to do that.
It's not fair to the lady. It's not fair to the lady. It's only not fair to the lady if we patted her. We never patted her because we look in the future. Because of the future, we make a
Gufa says not to look. No, we goofers shouldn't look in the future. That's part of Darkei Noyam, is to say it's not nice to look in the future.
Why does Darkei Noyam say it's not nice?
Because we're going to torture her, whatever that is, by looking in the future.
The torture, you torture is that she's Potter and now becomes Chaya. We're never making it Potter.
That goof is saying we're looking in the future. We're going to make her go through this process of waiting for 13 years. So goof, Nesra should say, if the whole Nesra is making Darkei Noyam.
Kasher, according to the waiting, according to the Shlomo, is not a lack of Darkei Noyam. The lack of Darkei Noyam is that she's Ptura. I would have said...
But Rebbe said if we look at now... I understand. If Rebbe said if we look at now and we can't do anything, we goofa would say you're Ptura. So I'm saying...
There's no point to give a Zika for North.
Rice was the only reason to look for later and to give her now is because since I could see Ezekiel later, but goofa part of Darkei Noyam, I'm just saying as far as the part of Darkei Noyam is intrinsic, is to say that if I would say Petura now, that's what Tosfos is bothered by, to say don't look at that future now to make it the later for now, because that's felt in Darkei Noyam.
But I'm sorry. Even though I'm in an agreeable mood, because you're making up two Darkei Noyams. The Rav Shlomo Haim,
it's a seller.
Haim is that the only Darkei Noyam is that you have to be Ptura. So you don't have that Ptura. So no Darkei Noyam.
Okay. Rabbi, it seems Rabbi's saying don't want to look at Tosfos' answer. We're not going to get Tosfos' answer, but without understanding Tosfos' answer, you can't really understand Tosfos' Sofmin either. Okay. So in Tosfos' answer, he comes up with an understanding that is like Medina Zayam.
That's fair. We didn't understand Tosfos' answer before we started.
What I'm saying is it's not fair to bring in Tosfos' answer.
I'll give you five shots in Tosfos' answer later, but it's not fair.
But what I'm saying is there's a switch.
He didn't know Tosfos' answer, whatever. I'm sorry.
He moves off of, he understands there's, the Hobbit understands there's an Isser. And he moves off of Itzer into thinking that there's a Halachah Medina Tzayam. It's not an Itzer, it's a Halachah Medina Tzayam. So obviously, it's Havamina.
I'm working on Tzayam.
He obviously views it as an Itzer. He views it as the fact that they can't have Bia from age 1 to 9, that there's an Itzer. It's if there's an Itzer there.
But there's not an Itzer, just a physical problem. Tzayam was not.
If there wasn't a physical problem, would there be an Itzer?
No. No, of course not. No.
Just like because the 9-year-olds.
From 9 to 13, there's no Isser. It's just physical thing. He can't do Bia. Tosfos is not blinded to the facts. That's the case.
So the reality is he can't do Yibum and he can't do Chalitza.
Right.
That is a situation which triggers Darkei Noyam and should trigger Petzor.
Trigger Darkei Noyam.
Because she's stuck. She's in a Aguna. Imagine she's in Aguna. She's in Aguna from...
I agree with you, but that's arguing that Rav Shlomo Haiman says that what triggers Darkei Noyam is that she got pater mimeno legamri without chalitza. He doesn't say. You're saying a different story. You're saying what triggers Darkei Noyam is keeping a poor lady waiting for 13 years. Okay? Very nice, but that's not like him. That's the thing. He's a Talmud Toya. You're saying that Rav Shlomo Haiman got it wrong. Because he said that the only way you can have Darkei Noyam is if you're Potter from Yibum and Chalitza, and she's Potter and she's Mutzeresh and she's not Sakuk. And you see from Tosfos that there's a lack of Darkei Noyam. The fact that it's not that she can't do Yibum and Chalitza is lack of Darkei Noyam. But that's not, we're trying to defend Rav Shlomo Haiman. And the reason why we're trying to defend Rav Shlomo Haiman is really because we're trying to defend Rav Baruch Ber, who says basically the same thing, because the Imre, Rabbeo Baruch, quotes Rav Baruch Ber, that says that there's only Darkei, they're only Nesra when there's an Isser Eish Shesach, and then an Ervedik Eish Shesach. So where in the world do you get an Ervedik Eish Shesach over here? So, you know, so you have to, all you have is a practically speaking, that you can't do Yibam and Chalitza.
Why is a katan any different than Eshes Ochiv Shela Hoya Boy Lomoy? If he's not capable to do the
Yibam is a erva, it's an Isser Eshes Och Shela Makom Mitzah.
But he wasn't here.
Makom Mitzah is an erva. And erva is daimet ha'achos ishto, and it has a p'tura of aleha. So all our eyes are hukshu adadi, and therefore it's mafkia zika. So that fits into Rosh Hashanah Hymen.
And if it's a two-year-old?
There's no erva here. Because there's no...
But it's not
We learn out from Abai and Rava that there's no Isser Eshesach by a baby. That's what Abai and Rava say. There's no Isser. Taifa's kasha was, for someone, if there's no Isser, there's still a problem of lack of Darkei Noam since he physically can't do a bia. But there's no Isser. So if there's an Isser, so fine, then I understand. That's why I said, in the Gemara, I have no problems on the Gemara. The Gemara thought there was an Isser. If there's an Isser, then you get it in Erva. And Erva is Mafkia Zika, because Erva is an anti-Zika force. We learn out from Aleha that Erva is a Paiter Va'aiter, using our Baruch Be'er's Lashon. It's some kind of super force that's Mafkia Zika.
So no, but according to the Achiezer, it would come back, though. What do you mean? Even that step.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not trying to worry about the Achiezer. Okay, fine. I hear you. You're right. You got me. Maybe I won't work with the Achiezer. I won't work either. I don't know. But I'm just saying that if something would be an Erva, I could hear. Okay, maybe the Achiezer wouldn't work, but okay. But I could hear that if it's an Erva, Erva is Mafkia Zika. And therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Hyman could be right. But if it's not, if it's just a physical blockage, it is nothing to me, Mafkia Zika. And am I Mafkia Zika because it can't be done, but it could be done. It could be done in the future. So it's not Mafkia Zika. Never get a Hafka Zika. So in theory, you have a theoretical Hafka Zika. How can a theoretical Hafka Zika make a lack of Darkei Noam?
So how do we stop understand by the case of Achlas Isha? So why don't we say, okay, we're not going to we're going to hold on to you for the case that maybe someday you'll have it, and it's not a problem. With
Right now you're in Erva.
Not according to Achiezer.
Okay, so I don't know the Achiezer. So
Rebbe's using the Achiezer.
I'm only took one thing back at it. I'm saying that if it would be a case of Erva, then I could understand Rav Shlomo Hyman. I don't know, and I can understand the Rav Baruch Be'er. Because when you're in Erva, so you could say, okay, maybe Achiezer holds not like that. I don't know. You could say the Erva is Mafkia Zika. And even if there's a future, but the future can't give a Zika to the present, because Erva is what we held in Svara, that Erva is an anti-Zika force. So you can't have Zika on an Erva. So there's 100% that you're a potter. And Bezin are going to potter you. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, if you're an Achos Isha, even if you're the wife's on the deathbed and Bezin knows you're going to die in 5 minutes, Bezin are going to paskin. Right now, she's mutter to shuk because you can't have a Zika and an Erva. Meda is a denetra. Okay, that I understand. But over here, there's no Erva. The only reason why Bezin would potter her is because no, it can't be done, but it could be done in the future, which is really the truth. That's why there is a Zika, because it could be done in the future. So there's no reason to potter her. So you never get a starting. There's no starting point to get a Dinestra. There's no in order to get Nestra, you need this lack of Darkei Noam, but it's never lack of Darkei Noam. Because Bezin will never potter you, because Bezin will always look at the future. And based on the future, they won't potter you. So when did you ever have a starting point that you got potter to create a lack of Darkei Noam?
I think if we compare that to the Nida case, which is Dr. Brigida's Kasha, I think it'll help bear out if Rebbe can hear. So over there, there's potentially an erva force of Nida. If you start off saying that she's a Nida, and I'm puttered now.
I'm asking over here, there's no start, no erva.
No, I understand, but Rebbe is, I'm not sure, Rebbe's saying yes, Achiezer, but no Achiezer. You're using the... without that, there's no svara. Answer at all.
Yeah, Achiezer said a svara, then it's zokic later, the zika of later will make you zokic now.
I understand, and based on that, we spent 2 days saying that the Brigidas Kasha, that Nida doesn't make, the whole thing doesn't make sense by Nida, right? Because Nida, at the end of the day, shouldn't be Tiftara because it's circular. But I'm saying over there, there was a Svara. No? Okay, I don't want to go there.
My God, I'm trying to stick here. I don't know. You want to go whether we adopt the other? Good question. Not a good question. I don't know. I can't. I'm not. I suspect they. But okay, but
maybe if we did Rebbe the Baruch inside, would that help us? Maybe.
Maybe, but I don't know if we have the time to do a Rebbe inside. And
but if we start, if we piggyback by doing Rebbe the Baruch.
But what's Rebbe's teretz? I'm not understanding.
I don't have a teretz yet. That's I'm worried. I'm 90% there. I'm saying if Nestra would have been Olam Nishadin, so then I would be there. That would make sense. But since Nestra is a Mitzias Tikadin of Lack of Dark and Nayan, it does make sense. So I'm assuming that the answer has to be a little bit like Shmuel said, is that even though Olam Nestra is a lack of dark enayam, it's not dark enayam to, it's not that it's because you told the lady, you know, the lack of dark, even though Rav Nachman, the Rav Shlomo says it's only a lack of dark enayam if she's pater. He doesn't mean that because we told the lady she's pater. If in Lundis she should have been pater, it's a lack of dark enayam. That's what you have to know. It's a lack of dark enayam to give the lady a zika. If based on lumdis, she deserved to be potter. If in lumdis, if halachically, if klapishmaya gaya, so to speak, now we never told her, but there was a split second in shemayim that she was potter. That's also a lack of dark enayam.
You're totally changing the Sfar of Daki Noam?
Yeah, okay. In other words, like this, the Pshat and Taisa says there was 1 second in time, in Lumdisha time, not reality time, you know, because when everything happens without Sakas, but in Lumdisha time, first we look at the present. We look at the present, we say, listen, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, no point to give this lady a Zika. So in Lumdisha time, we pass in, she's mutter. Then you say, well, let's look at the future. So we say, well, Dark Enayam says, since in Lumdis we pass in, Nesra says, since in Lumdis we pass in, she's potter. So she's going to be potter in the future too. See, why? But you didn't actually tell her. They said, Dark Enayam doesn't need that you actually told her. Dark Enayam is just that, In Klapesh Shmaya Galia, there was a split second in Lundis that she deserved to be Potter. So it's not Dark Enayam to be Mechayver after she deserved to be Potter.
Call it circumstantial.
Not a din in her Hargosha because she was disappointed. And then it's not a din in her feelings. It's a din in just stuff that she was Pottered. How can you mechayev someone who has pottered?
I mean, in fact, it's like a funny smirk. Like, why would? I mean, a mitzvah is a good thing, no? Like,
I don't know because
it's like totally different than what we said. We said that she's going with Shook, she's dating, she's hacking, and then you say, "Oh, by the way, come back." I mean, this is like a whole new. This is like if we could. And we find a way, it's better to party like an aguna kind of a thing. The Darkei Noam is to try to find and turn over.
Darkei Noam is that it's wrong. If a maisa she was in Lumdis pattern, it's wrong to be mechayev her. She was to be mechayev a person who was once pattern is not right. It's a lack of Darkei Noam. Not because she's going to be so disappointed. She was planning and she made her plans. It's just taking a lady who was pattered and putting a chiyuv on her is like a Darkei Noam. I don't think it's so bad, personally. That it's I agree, it's a little radical, but I think that
but I mean, I think it's a little bit against that stuff.
and it saves
it's a little bit against
it, which means like this. What happens is the first second we look only at the present. We look at the present, which is we can't do Yibum, can't do Chalitza, you deserve a pattern. So in a certain sense, in Lomdis, she's pattern. Then we say, okay, but now let's look at the future. Say, well, what? Well, in the future, we would like to mechayev her. And since she's chayev in the future, we're going to mechayev her in the past. But you say, no, you can't be mechayev her in the future because it's not right to be mechayev her in the future if she was already pattern for one split second. I know one knows about it. It wasn't.
Yeah, but what's not right?
Like, it wasn't a reality of second. It was just
let's say I said the guy.
That's still a lack of
talking. How does that fit with Nija?
He was putter for a second from Sukkah, right? He was putter for a second from Sukkah for a lumdit. Oh, isn't he entitled to Baruch Hashem not do the mitzvah? Wow, that's such a terrible thing that for a second he almost got out of having nitzchias beyond nitzchias. We gonna make him? It's a little bit. It sounds against a little bit against Hashkafa. Okay,
because I don't know. Because Yibum, I know it's not like Sukkah. Yep.
Don't we say that by when it's raining? Once he gets out, he's out. Okay, he doesn't have to go back in.
There's no lumdish written though.
Rebbe, one second. How does this compare to Nija then?
Well, the same thing. It's saying the Rav Shlomo Hyman says. But in order to have Darkei Nayan, you need the fact that she was Petura, the Gamre, and no Zika.
So what happens by Nida?
You don't need a Nida also.
But Nida is Darkei Nayan.
No, the Nida is, that's because Gamle Baila. But otherwise.
What's the story? How's Gamle Baila fit in? How's that help?
I don't know. You figure it out.
You can't have a separate svar. It's one svar of Darkei Nayan.
Okay. It works. I don't think it's such a so difficult. It works. In other words, the Achiezer says that, I'm sorry, the Achiezer says that in order to be Darkei Nayan, you purely met the Gamre, here's his Gugan Daina Chalitza. So I'm saying in Lomdis, the type of kasha was that she was Petura Man in the Gamri for a split second. Their brother should be a Nazareth. Type of kasha was by Nida, that it's even more than a split second because Nida papters from the Achiyah, Rav Shlomo says, Nida papters from Chalitza. So called man, she was a Nida, she was Petura the Gamri. And for the Tysis, that it's not a Chisarin if she's Petura the Gamri. If Gamla Baila, it's only a problem if she had a Ptur, and it's not Labaila, but a Ptur that even a Baila would be the same thing. That's not a lack of Darkei Nayan.
Is Megidda's Kasha alive, or I mean, this? I'm just saying, I know what I'm saying, is that at the end of the day, now it's killed, right?
At the end of the day.
Kavu Chaim is sure it's killed. Yeah, it's dead in the water.
It isn't going to be the case.
Because Gufa. Gufa, you certainly, over there, you had the force of Erva. She was boasting being a full-fledged Erva. So that's the first step. That's even more Mistavra. So now I want that, and then Viter, I want to have that. LMI, but if that wouldn't happen, and you would have later would come back. So, you know, so fine, big deal. But you certainly have as much, I think it's even more power there.
Yeah, okay. In other words, yeah, okay. In Achinai, in other words, we're saying that if the future, Darkei Nayan gets in before the future can bring back to the past. I assumed, I don't know if I spoke this out, but I definitely thought it out. I was thinking, Dr. B.S.'s Kasha, Gupa, what we said before, that since the future can affect the past, so then that gets in first because you need the fact that we actually told her, and we're not going to tell her because we know the future is going to affect the past. But if you say that it's not a question of telling her, it's the fact that in Lomdis you're pattered, and that's a lack of Darkei Nayan. You were pattered, and now you're going to become Mechayev you. How can we do that to Mechayev a person who was pattered, not Darkei Nayan? So then, yeah, that would answer Dr. Begivis Kasha too. Yes, I think so. Because by Akos Ishto, the Achiezer is saying that the reason why it's in Bolo Kono is because the Zika of the future makes the Zika of the future makes your Zarkic now, and therefore Baal Al-Kano. But if there be, but there still should have been a Din Nasra. It's only if there's no Din Nasra, then you got the Zika of the future. Yeah, I think I have to go through the Cheshbon. But okay. Anyway, I don't know. You people think about this maybe. So I think we're going to break for it till after Sukkot.
So we're gonna leave the last step in Tisus?
Yes. I want to tell you a Musar Shmuz. And not a Musar Shmuz. My first Blatcher was about, I don't know how many years ago, long time ago, over 50 years ago. I was in Ksuvis. We were learning Tisus, Baptes Vav, Amid Awif in Ksuvis. And Tisus asked a Kashin, he gives a Teretz. Someone had a Kashin Shir, and so it was a very good Kasha. Yeah, the Mephorshim talked about it, that Tisus Teretz did not succeed in answering the Kasha for some reason. Rishivas decided we're not working on that Kasha. Instead, we're working on what the Tisus Mechadish in his Teretz that he didn't know in his Kasha. But based on the words that Tovis spoke out, everything he seemed to say in his Teretz, he knew in his Kasha. So what is Tovis adding in his Teretz that he didn't know in his Kasha? How that answers the Kasha, we're not discussing. So we spent, a typical Blatcher was around 6 weeks. We spent 6 weeks trying to figure out what Tovis was Mechadish in his Teretz that he didn't know in his Kasha. But we didn't work on how that answers the question, right?
So, how can you do that? How can you work as a mechadish without figuring out what his answer the question was?
Divide and conquer. You medayik in the lashon of Tovis's Teretz that Tovis obviously was being mechadish something in his Teretz they didn't know in his Avamina. So we had to figure out what Tovis is mechadish in his Teretz. What of the words that Tovis says in his Teretz. There must be something there that he didn't know in his Kasha. Why that helps to answer the Kasha, that's a different problem.
But isn't that come a Mela once you have the information?
No, it's just saying that Tivus is obviously Mechanic some new point. And that new point somehow answers the question. How? So we'll give another blot share. That was Rishiva Shita. You divine and conquer.
This was 54 years ago already, right?
Yeah, it is.
Rabbi Seik Subas.
A tremendous Rosh Hashanah. You divide and conquer. The problem that Rashiva had was that everything that Tovis says in his answer, he obviously must have known it's Havamina. What is Tovis saying in his answer? He knows Havamina. That's my Kasha. I'm sticking to that Kasha. You got a different Kasha. You don't see how it answers the question. Okay, it's a different Kasha. What does that do with me?
So I'm working on
Tovis is Havamina. You want to work on Tivus's Teretz? Gesundheit. Go ahead. It's not relevant to what we've been doing. It's a different sugya. I don't think it's a difficult sugya, but it's a different sugya. It's a different
What's
point.
Divide and conquer. What's divide and conquer?
Divide and conquer means you focus on one question at a time. When in many sugyas there are many different problems, and if you're going to try and answer them all at the same time, you get nowhere because. Everything say, well, what about this? And what this? So you can't go anywhere because you're not smart enough to answer all the kashas at once. And when you come up with a good answer for one kasha, you don't say it because it didn't answer the other kasha. So you're stuck. So what you say is, listen, there are different kashas. I'll deal with this kasha today, the next kasha tomorrow, the next kasha a week, and the next kasha I don't have time. When I come back to the sugya in 7 years from now, I'll deal with it. They're unrelated questions.
Except we're just doing the same sugya Rebbe did 7 years ago, no?
Is, I'm working on Tivus's question. I didn't get to Tivus's answer yet. That's not relevant.
And Rebbe doesn't feel in this case that the answer, understanding the answer?
Kasha makes sense without the answer. So we're trying to understand the Kasha. That's legitimate.
But Rebbe doesn't feel that understanding the answer will help us understand what the Kasha is?
No, I do not feel that. Why is it not necessary?
If we understand where he's going to, we understand where he's coming from.
No, it doesn't follow.
If he comes up saying that it's like halachah medina sayam, so in his habu meaning he must have felt it was stronger than halachah medina sayam. It was some kind of iser.
No, not a fado. It could be that.
Are you saying this as a rule always, or
that's more mistaken to say that he thought that that difference doesn't make for a difference. Not that he didn't know the mitzvah, and he thought it's an iser. That sounds very hard. What?
No, but Rebbe is saying this as a rule that always, you know, you can work on a on the kasha by itself without looking at the answer.
Yeah, because obviously Tavis had his kasha before he got to his answer. So the kasha has to make sense. What do you have to look at the answer for? There's a step in Tavis. I'm going through the steps. This step, I want to understand. You want to understand the next step? That's the next step. What does it do with me?
I would have agreed to Rebbe, except yesterday Rebbe said that no. Sometimes Tosis throws up the softball, waiting to his next terrace to really hit it out of the park on the next one. Okay. But some things I don't know what to do with it.
Tosis doesn't have to necessarily have a great habamina. He didn't say bim taimar. He didn't have to have a great habamina. Okay. Anyway, the nice. Everyone should have a good yard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for bearing with us and for all my mack of Derech Eretz.
So, Rebbe, when are we going to start after Yom Tov?
I don't know. That's an excellent question because there's a fellow in Queens that learns that's getting married right after Yom Tov. So, I might have to go to that wedding. So, I don't know. I'm not sure.
So, it's over Sunday nights.
So, I think his wedding is Monday night. So, I think maybe it's Tuesday night. Let me find out. So we might wait a little bit because he told me his wedding is 2 days after Sukkot. So I don't know. Okay, we'll see.
It's probably Tuesday nights.
We'll figure it out. Let me find out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Everyone
else too.
You too. Shkoyach, everybody.